This is RNZ Pacific News. I'm Whenau Whanua, Nisa Bolovinaka. In Vanuatu, only 180 applicants to contest the snap election on October 13th had their names published on the Electoral Commission. The chairman of the commission, Edward Kaltamat, said his office sent out 394 application forms. But on the closing date, just 225 applicants had returned their forms. Mr. Kaltamat said, out of those 225, they only published the name of 180 eligible candidates during the first reading. He said there are 45 names the commission has put on hold because they have had debts to pay before they can have their names published during the second reading on Wednesday. The commission has given them 72 hours to pay their debts, which include land, rent, water bills, and road tax. An academic who's been studying security in the Pacific for many years believes increased U.S. engagement there is being driven largely by China's influence in the region. The American government has pledged almost 1.5 billion New Zealand dollars on a raft of new initiatives in trade, education, and climate change. The commitment will also grant sovereign status to Niue and the Cook Islands. Massey University senior lecturer Anna Powles says the growing presence of China in the Pacific is a major threat.
China looms large in this, there's no denying that. And we could argue that probably the speed by which US engagement is happening is largely due to both China, but also to domestic considerations in the United States as well, wanting to get this bedded down as quickly as possible.
Another assembly member of French Polynesia's ruling Tapua Hururatira party has announced his defection, saying he'll join the opposition Ahera Ia Parinietia party. Bernard Natua is the latest in a series of resignations from the Tapua party, which last month lost three senior members, including former vice president Teva Rotsfrich. Bernard Natua, despite these four departures, the party still has a comfortable majority in the assembly. The Tapua leadership has acknowledged that Mr. Natua advised it of his decision but noted that he hadn't made his move official yet. Mr. Natua, who represents Rangiroa, already resigned from the party in 2020, but returned 10 months later. France's Interior Ministry will seek a court ruling on whether French Polynesia's president, Edouard Fritch, can retain the presidency if his party wins next year's territorial election. This was announced by the French High Commissioner to French Polynesia, Eric Spitz, during an interview in Tahiti. The law states that the president's position can only be held for two consecutive five-year terms. In 2018, Mr. Fritch was elected for a five-year term, but he had already served for 4 years before, after Gaston Flosse was forced to relinquish the top job because of a corruption sentence. Mr. Spitz says the matter needs to be clarified by France's highest administrative court before the polls. Mr. Fritch says irrespective of the legal situation, he will lead his Tapua Hururatira party into the election. The co-lead of a Pacific workshop on mosquito-borne diseases says a dangerous issue in the region is the spread of insecticide-resistant mosquitoes. Diseases such as dengue fever and malaria have been increasing since the start of international travel in the Pacific. Participants from Fiji, Samoa, Palau and Tonga joined the workshop in Australia aimed at improving mosquito control while bringing different mosquito experts from across the region. Workshop coordinator Dr. Tania Russell says insecticide is the most cost-effective control method and must be maintained.
Resistance can be a real problem because to control dengue and malaria, one of the most effective tools is to use insecticides to kill the mosquitoes, and we really need to improve the way that this is done, because it's honestly it's the most cost-effective tool that we have at the moment.
The British Prime Minister has defended tax cuts for the wealthy brought in by her government, insisting they will help the economy grow in the long term. The measures announced last week caused turmoil in the financial markets, and the value of the pound plummeted. Liz Truss now says the government should have laid the ground better for the announcement.
I do want to say to people, I understand their worries about what has happened this week, and I do stand by the package we announced, and I stand by the fact that we announced it quickly, and I will make sure that in future we do a better job of laying the ground.
Incumbent President Jair Bolsonaro is trailing behind his rival Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva in votes counting in the Brazilian elections. Lula has a 47.6% of the vote, and Mr. Bolsonaro holds just 43.9% after 95% of voting machines were counted. The BBC's Katie Watson reports from Rio de Janeiro on the bitterly polarized campaign.
These are the most important elections Brazil has held since the country returned to democracy in the 1980s. Brazilians have a stark choice to make. Either leftist Lula, a hugely popular president, but a man who then fell from grace over corruption allegations that have now been annulled, or far-right president Jair Bolsonaro. He's a man whose democratic record is deeply questionable, having cast doubt on the voting system, despite no evidence to back his allegations up.
The Fiji's women's rugby team, the Fijiana, are preparing for the Women's Rugby World Cup. The team's first game will be played against England at Auckland's Eden Park on October the 8th. Loose forward Sarema Lewinikila told the Rugby World Cup media the team's current main goal is to build its unity.
The focus right now is unity. We are trying to get that together. I think once the girls, find that bonding and that gel, I think we'll be able to play anything.
The Penrith Panthers outclassed their Western Sydney neighbours, the Parramatta Eels, to win back-to-back NRL titles for the first time. Winger Brian To'o scored two tries in a man-of-the-match performance as his team won 28-12 at the Olympic Stadium. Panthers coach Yvonne Clearly said it was a complete performance.
It's hard to put it in the words, but it's definitely been an emotional 24 hours, you know. You know, this moment in time just won't, you know, this team won't stay together, and it's going to be, it's just such a great opportunity, such an amazing season. I suppose you just wanted it to go well on the biggest night, and honestly, I couldn't have asked for anything more. The boys were unbelievable.
That's it for RNZ News and Sport. You can find more updates at rnzi.com.